Welcome to Knyzhka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, Ukrainian stories in English.
Hi, Myra. Welcome back. What's the latest book you've been reading?
I've been reading Bequest by Anna Shevchenko, and she's a Ukrainian-born British writer. It is her first novel, and it's April 2001. The two people are separated by thousands of miles, and they're both exploring the 18th century legend claiming that Hetman Paul Polubotko hid a vast fortune of Cossack gold, estimated to be worth about 270 billion pounds, in a London bank. There are two conditions to claiming the gold. It can only be claimed by one of the descendants, and Ukraine must be independent at the time of the claim. Now, London lawyer Kate, who has a Ukrainian background, is caught up in this vast international web of intrigue when she's asked to find this ancient deposit of gold. The deposit was supposedly made by Polubotko's daughter, Sofia, after a very difficult journey across Europe from her native Ukraine. With the assistance of Count Orly, who was really Cossack Grigory Orlik, she managed to deposit a vast amount of gold in 1742 in a London bank. She travels to Ukraine, France, and Argentina to trace this claim, and she meets Ukrainian historians, the Metropolitan of Kyiv, and even the Ukrainian Prime Minister in her effort to return the lost gold to the Ukrainian people. Meanwhile, back in Moscow, Taras Petrenko, a lonely and disgraced Ukrainian archivist in the employ of the Russian Secret Service, discovers clues to the ancient treasure in a 1749 file in the Soviet archives. He convinces his superiors to allow him to follow the trail of the Ukrainian gold in order to stop it from being claimed. In the process, he manipulates, deceives, and even commits murder to redeem himself in the eyes of his Russian masters. After Kate and Taras meet, quite coincidentally, their quests collide. Who's going to survive? Does the Hetman's gold really exist? Shevchenko has written a wonderful political thriller about the Ukrainian legend of Hetman's gold. It's fast-paced, it's got lots of twists and turns, and it gives readers unique insights into Ukrainian history, but it also provides a very chilling picture of Soviet life. The appalling treatment of student Oksana Polubotko, who was drugged and put into a mental institution by the KGB in 1962, is only one of the instances of Soviet cruelty described in this novel. Shevchenko's technique is masterful. She uses flashbacks, diaries, archival documents, and even cliffhanger chapter endings to tell her story. A central focus of this novel is the examination of ancient archival documents. At first, this would seem a very boring premise. However, Shevchenko manages to make it both interesting and exciting. The novel goes back and forth a bit between the stories of Kate and Taras as they both search for the gold. The technique can cause readers to become a bit confused. They may have to reread passages in the text in order to clarify their perceptions, but it's well worth it. Shevchenko's plot also relies on coincidence a bit heavily. How likely is it that Kate and Taras meet by chance, both at the Pechenskaya Lavra as well as the Kyiv airport? But despite these minor concerns, Bequest is a thrilling and engaging novel, which will be very difficult to put down.
So, Myra, tell us a little bit about the author, Anna Shevchenko.
Anna Shevchenko was born in Ukraine, but currently resides in Britain. She has a background as a linguist and takes the opportunity to use many Ukrainian words in her novel, as well as giving readers a time capsule of Ukrainian history. The idea for the novel began when her grandmother Rosa gave Anna her grandfather's diary. Fedya Shevchenko was a dissident and a professional historian in Ukraine during the 1970s. The novel is dedicated to her grandparents. Shevchenko has written several guides to Ukraine. In 2005, Bequest was Anna's first novel, published in 2010, and in May 2013, she published a new novel, The Game, based on the Yalta Conference of 1945.
Thanks, Myra. Join us again soon for another edition of Knyzhka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.